Diana McWilliams of the State Human Services Department told the crowd gathered under a tent at Espanola's Health Commons that patient care is HSD's number one priority.
I personally am very committed to working with our existing agencies in New Mexico. And bottom line is we want to make sure you have quality services.
At least five local providers are having their management taken over by Arizona Behavioral Health Service providers who have contracted with the state. For some longtime patients of Casa de Corazon, the replacement of management staff in the wake of the allegations of fraud has them paralyzed. Joe Lopez of Espanola, who didn't want to give his real name, isn't just scared. He's upset and refusing to return for his routine counseling sessions under management by Arizona firm Valle del Sol.
With Arizonans taking our jobs, I really don't like that because it feels like they're just replacing New Mexicans with out-of-staters, in my opinion.
The state attorney general is reviewing the allegations of fraud and mismanagement by 15 behavioral health firms. Those firms have served about 30,000 patients in New Mexico for decades. Attorney General Gary King says that process could take months. In Espanola, I'm Deborah Martinez for KUNM.